If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome back to another episode of Monorail Tales. I really think we're about to have a lot of fun as we play another round of the Disney web game. We have three new couples and one amazing host for the show. But before I introduce our host, let me share with you a little bit about our couples. Couple number one is Josh and Lindsay. They have been married for 11 years and come all the way from Shelby, North Carolina. Couple number two is Al and Kerry. They have been married for 30 years and reside in sunny Sarasota, Florida. And couple number three is Patrick and Amber. They have been married for 10 years and live in Milton, West Virginia. Prior to the show, each contestant was contacted by me and was asked what they thought the answer would be when given by their spouse to the question being asked of them on tonight's show. These answers have been locked in and will need to match to receive the points. And so with all that behind us, let's get on with the game. So it's my pleasure now to hand the mic over to your host with the most, Mr. Rick Forbes.
Thank you, Sheila, for that lovely introduction. I'm very excited to be here. We're going to get right into it. So I'm going to ask the first question, and we're going to go in the order that Sheila introduced. So Josh and Lindsay will be the first couple, Al and Kerry will be the second, and Patrick and Amber will be the third. So Lindsay, the yes. First question goes to you.
All right, ready.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, it's the husband's first. I had it backwards. Josh.
I'm not ready. I'm kidding. I'm ready.
Yeah. Josh, the first question goes to you. Which one of these following Disney characters would your wife say you're most like first thing in the morning? Goofy, Grumpy, the Beast, or Prince Charming?
I feel like this one's pretty easy for me. I'm going to say she said Grumpy.
All right. All right, Lindsay.
Yes.
Josh said he is grumpy in the morning. What did you say?
He is absolutely grumpy in the morning.
All right. Well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah, how about that? That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only get harder from here. All right, Al.
Yes, sir.
You get the same question. Which one of the following Disney characters would your wife say you're most like first thing in the morning? Goofy, Grumpy, the Beast, or Prince Charming?
I am definitely a swing shift guy. I would say Grumpy.
Grumpy. All right. Kerry, what did you say?
I said Grumpy.
All right. All right. We're two for two. Let's see if Patrick and Amber can keep up the pattern here. Patrick, which one of those Disney characters are you most like in the morning?
Well, since I have multiple shirts, a magic band, and pairs of pants with him on there, I'm going to have to say Grumpy.
Grumpy as well. Amber.
Yes, Grumpy.
All right. Well, how exciting. All three of you got the right answer. And, yes, we will go ahead and move on to the next question. All right, Josh, this is going to you again. What will your wife say when asked who sleeps closest to the bathroom when you're staying at the Disney Resort? Is it you? Is it her? It changes every time you go, or who sleeps at Disney?
I feel like she's going to say it changes every time we go because she has to sleep on the left side of the bed. So it depends on what side of the room the bathroom is on.
All right, Lindsay, what did you say?
That is correct, because I am weird about that, and I like to sleep on the left side of the bed. So wherever the bathroom is, if it's on the left side, it's going to be me, and if it's not, it's going to be him. So it changes every time we go.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah.
I guess continuity is important even at Disney World.
There we go.
All right. Al, which side of the bed do you sleep on?
I'm with Lindsay. I have to sleep on the left-hand side of the bed. I'm left-handed, and for me, it's always the left-hand side of the bed. So it varies.
So it's gonna. You're saying it changes every time you go as well, right?
Right.
All right, Carrie, what is the answer?
I said I do.
All right, so we have our first wrong answer. Sorry, Al.
That's okay.
All right, Patrick, when we asked Amber who sleeps closest to the bathroom when you're staying at a Disney resort, is it you, her, it changes every time, or who sleeps at Disney?
I'm going to say it has to be me every time we're there.
All right, Amber, who sleeps closest to the bathroom?
Patrick.
That's interesting. I always end up getting closest to the wall. For some reason, Brandy likes to sleep in the middle where the phone chargers are. So I always have a hard time getting out of the bed because it's so close to the wall.
That's funny. It's always weird for me because I only sleep on the left side of the bed at home. But for some reason, I always find myself sleeping closest to the bathroom when we're in a hotel, no matter what side of the bed it's on.
The good thing about the wall is you never fall out of the bed.
I probably fall out of the bed and get stuck down there. Okay, question number three, Josh. Lindsay is thinking of turning you into a new Marvel character. What superpowers would she say that you need the most? To put things down, like the toilet seat. To be able to pick things up and put them back where they belong, like in a washing basket. To never forget dates again, like your anniversary. Or forget the idea, as I'm already a superhero with all those powers.
Oh boy. That's a tough one. The ego in me wants to go with the last one, but I don't know if she would have said that. I think I'm going to go with the last one. I'm going to think that that's what she said.
That you're already a superhero with all those powers?
Yeah, that's what I feel anyway.
All right. Lindsay, what's your answer?
I said I would give him the power to pick things up because he constantly leaves shoes laying around, and I just thought about that. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my shoes are literally in the floor right now.
I win.
You know, looking at these questions, I think Sheila's kind of ganging up on the guys.
Seems so.
Trying to get us in trouble. All right, Al, same question. Carrie's going to turn you into a superhero. Which superpowers would she say you need the most? To put things down, to pick things up, to never forget dates, or you're already a superhero with those powers?
Well, I had a Hallmark store, so I'm good with the dates and the holidays. So I'm going to have to go with number one, put things down.
All right, Carrie, what did you answer?
Put things down.
Put things down, that is what the answer is, Al. So you did great there.
Oh, awesome.
All right, Patrick. Now, you and I are already close friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my automatic response is you probably already have all those superpowers because I know what a great guy you are.
That's right.
But what did Amber say?
I would love for her to have said that I have all those qualities, but there's one thing that she always complains about when we walk in the house. Why are your shoes sitting right in front of the door? So I'm sure she's had to say that it's picked things up.
Amber?
That's correct.
Oh, the dirty secrets are coming out now.
Always,
yes. All right, number four. This question is going to be a little bit harder because it's not multiple choice. It's a free-form answer. So, Josh, what is the one snack or drink that your wife would say that you have to have when you're at Disney World?
That I have to have?
That you have to have.
That's a tough one. There's so many. Is it from, I guess it's the phrasing of the question for like from Disney World? Or like, yeah, okay. All right, that's what I think that's what it is.
Yeah, any snack or drink at Disney.
What's my favorite snack? I like so many. I'm sorry. I'll go with barbecue fries with from Flame Tree Barbecue.
Man, that sounds pretty good. I wish I would have had a better dinner tonight. Right. Lindsay, what was your answer?
I said a kakigori from Japan.
Shaved ice from Japan.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah.
Every time. And he likes to share it with the kids.
I do. Yeah, that's true.
But well, that's nice of you.
Have a lot of different snacks he has to eat every time.
Yeah, so. There's a lot.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't share it with my kids.
Well, I always end up buying them now, and then I eat all theirs when they don't finish it. So
that's the way to do it. That's a true dad trick right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Al, what is the one snack or drink that Carrie said you have to have when you're at Disney?
Man, this is super, super easy. Coca-Cola.
Carrie?
I say Coca-Cola.
That amazes me that that's your snack.
I am a fiend for Coca-Cola. I mean, it's funny. I have never had an argument in a restaurant about food, but I've had about four or five about soda. And it sounds crazy, but we were in a Bennigan's about 4 or 5 years ago, and they were given so much ice in the cup. My son, who's, you know, past, as you know, he coined the term. He used to call me the Comic Hulk because we love Marvel Comics and stuff. And he said I was the funniest when I was annoyed. So one day we were in this Bennigan's and they were giving so much ice in the cup and I had to keep getting a refill. It was Florida. It was like 98 degrees. So the waiter walked by, I was like, sir, I said, can you give me another refill? I said, by the way, can you please do me a favor? Can you stop? I have to laugh when I think about it. Please don't. I don't care if you ice up the Coke, but you're coking up the ice. And about six tables burst out laughing and said, yeah, we have the same issue. My dentist is very happy though. He's driving a Mercedes Benz, so it's like
not bad.
He's like, keep drinking it. Go, more power to you.
All right. Well, that's a good job. I mean, when I saw the answer, I was like, really, Coca-Cola? Of all of the drinks and snacks. But you know, you like what you like, right?
It's bad. If you watch any of my videos, you'll see I'm in a Pepsi place. I'm taking one for the team. It's like, it's an ongoing joke with a lot of my friends. They'll call me up and say, I went to this great restaurant, but there's only one thing. They serve Pepsi. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do it. You know.
All right, Patrick, what is the one snack or drink that Amber said you have to have when you're at Disney?
Man, that's a hard one. There's so many that I like. I think the one thing, though, the first snack we normally always get, and it's something that me and Lydia always have to have. So we'll get it, we'll sit in Liberty Square, and then we'll watch either the cavalcades or the parade when they had them come through together and eat it. So I'm probably going to have to say it's normally the first snack we normally get, and it's a turkey leg.
Amber?
Yes, that's correct.
I was just sitting there, just trying not to laugh, picturing that in my mind, because I'm also trying not to throw up in my mouth, because...
Hey, I know nobody likes the turkey leg, but me and Lydia will sit there and eat the entire thing as we watch a cavalcade or parade come through.
Oh my goodness.
Well, Patrick, you know it's not a turkey leg, right?
I don't care what it is.
Okay. Well, you know.
I agree with you.
It's not that it's bad, but you're not eating turkey there. It's an emu.
Hey, I love emu then. I'm open. I'm game. I'll eat anything. You give me that and a nice Diet Coke and I'm good to go.
That's a great choice of words, game.
Yeah, you want them over with the Coke.
Hey, you're making me want to go to the Coke store right now over at Disney Springs. It's one of my absolutely.
Got to go see Shivers, the polar bear.
That's right.
All right, moving on. All right, Josh, you're on a solo trip to Disney. So just take a moment to imagine it, you know, the relaxation of going to Disney by yourself and leaving Lindsay home with all the kids. All right, you don't have Genie Plus or anything that will help you get on a ride faster. So how long are you willing to wait in line for your all-time must-do favorite ride? Is it less than 60 minutes, less than 2 hours, or you would wait all day if you had to?
Definitely less than 60 minutes. I don't like waiting in line, so I'm not a very patient person.
All right, Lindsay.
I think that's exactly what I told her when I said less than 60 minutes. He hates waiting in line.
That's exactly what you said. All right, Al, same question. How long would you wait for your all-time must-do favorite ride? Less than 60 minutes, less than 2 hours, or all day?
I'm going to guess. I mean, I could wait all day and tell stories and listen to people pin trading and stuff, but I'm going to guess number two, less than 2 hours.
All right, Carrie, how long would he wait?
I said less than 2 hours.
All right, good job. And Al, I certainly could see you standing in one line all day talking to people.
Oh, I've probably done it before, yeah.
He's done it many times.
That's my superpower.
There you go. And Patrick, how long would you wait for your all-time must-do favorite ride?
So I'm like Al. I could probably sit there and talk to everybody around me, but I don't know about waiting all day long. So I'm going to say the most I think we've ever waited is right around the 2 hours, 15 minutes mark. So I'm going to have to say probably she'd say B underneath the 2 hours.
All right. Amber, is he right?
Yes, that's correct. If we were with kids, though, it would be less. He would like to stand there and wait.
Yeah, it'd be like 10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, this is the last question of the round. So, Josh, what would your wife say your all-time favorite mode of Disney transportation is? The bus, monorail, boat, or Skyliner?
Well, I think she's probably going to say the boat because that's the only thing we ever do.
All right, Lindsay, is he right?
Yep, that's what I said. I said it's the boat because that's what we always say.
All right, Al, what is your all-time favorite mode of Disney transportation?
Man, I thought the Coca-Cola one was the easiest question, but it's got to be the monorail. I mean, I drove it for a couple of years, so I'm going to definitely go monorail.
I know that question was almost unfair.
Right?
Carrie, what was your answer?
I said monorail.
All right, good job. And Patrick. What is your all-time favorite mode of Disney transportation?
Well, it dictates where we stay and how we pick hotels. So I'm going to have to go the Skyliner because I am constantly talking about it.
And Amber.
Yes, the Skyliner.
All right. Yeah, when you started describing that, Patrick, I knew exactly what you're talking about because I know all about the changes and switches that you guys do to your trips.
I tell you what, I'm worried about our next trip because we went away from a Skyliner resort. So hopefully it'll be all right there.
Maybe they'll build a line there extra quick as opposed to six lines altogether.
I hope they do.
I would be excited for that as well. But I also wouldn't be surprised if Patrick and Amber change their mind again before then.
It's not Amber. It's always Patrick that changes his mind.
Yes, Patrick is the indecisive one when it comes to the resorts.
Hmm. All right. So that's the end of round one. Sheila, do we have a score?
Yes, we do, Rick. For couple number one, Josh and Lindsay, they have they're coming in at 40 points. Al and Kerry, couple number two, they are coming in at 40 points. And couple number three that has not one question wrong yet has 60 points, Patrick and Amber.
Woo-hoo! Yay.
To our listeners, we will be right back for round two after this quick break for our sponsor for the show.
Hi, Haley here, all the way from Stony Creek, Ontario, Canada. Are you thinking of buying into DVC or maybe just wanting to rent DVC points for your next Disney vacation? Well, don't forget to check out our sponsor for the show over at dvcshop.com.
All right, welcome back to round two. I hope everybody's ready. This round is for the wives, and we will have to see if they do as well as the husbands did. But first, before we get into the questions and answers, I have a couple questions for you as well. All right, Josh and Lindsay, Sheila said you guys have been married for 11 years and you're from North Carolina. So what exactly does Disney mean for you guys in your marriage and family life?
I had been going to Disney for a long time before we got together and got married. And I talked him into going when our child, our oldest child was 1.5, the first time we took her. And for us now, I think it's just those changes and those moments that you get with your family when you're there that you don't really get anywhere else. We had both our boys' first haircuts done at the barbershop in Magic Kingdom. We had our littlest first birthday party there last year when COVID was a thing and couldn't really get together with family and have a party. So we just went to Disney and had a cupcake in front of the castle. So little family moments and making magic with our family that we don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I said it's magical. That's what it means to our family. It's just not to sound cliche, but it's just it's a place that if there's a clip show of my life, that there'll be a lot of highlights from Disney World for all the vacations we've spent there and all the great memories we've made.
That's great. Now, Lindsay, you said that you went, when you were younger. I think if I remember correctly from listening to your all shows that Josh mm-hmm. didn't go to, he was an adult, you talked him into it.
Right.
So who's the bigger Disney fan now? Is it you or him?
It's still me.
And it's close, though. It's a lot closer than it used to be, for sure.
Yeah. It gets closer and closer every day?
Yeah, every day. Yeah.
All right. Al and Carrie, you've been married for 30 years, and you guys live in Sarasota, Florida, so you would be considered locals to Disney World. So what has Disney meant to you guys as a family? I imagine it might be a little bit different since Al's actually worked there, but being local, spending more time there, what's it meant for you?
It's meant a lot. We had a lot of good times there. It was always a lot of fun, and we thought it was magical too. So, like I said, we always had a lot of fun there, and we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I mean, it's been for us such a special part of our life. It's always been a part of our life. I mean, we come from Brooklyn, so before we moved down to Florida, you know, back in the mid-2000s, it was just a way of just, we used to plan the trip in the middle of winter when it was the coldest day in Brooklyn, and we'd look forward to that trip. We'd always go in June. So when it got to a certain point, we just said, okay, we just have to move there. And my son had a very funny line when we moved to Celebration. He said, Dad, you know, I love it here, and school's great. He goes, but, you know, where do we go on vacation now? Mm-hmm. So that line tells you how often we went there. But it's honestly, for me, it's been my entire life. I watched Walt Disney on television, and, you know, it was always such a big, big part of my life that working there almost seemed inevitable. It just was a question of, you know, how and when. And I just, it never, some people who work there, they kind of get disenchanted or whatever, not a lot. But for me, I just working there. It never got old. Every day was fun to go to work. And now that we're just a little bit farther away, I do miss it a little bit in terms of that. But there were so many great times through the years that I just can't. It's something that that's why I enjoy doing the podcast, because I love to share and give back. And there's nothing like going to Magic Kingdom with someone who hasn't been there for a long time or their first time, and just watching their expression as they just walk up Main Street. It's, to me, it's priceless. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to ask a little different question. Carrie, we all know that, you know, Al enjoys talking to people and will talk to anybody when he's there at the parks. Now, when you guys go together, are you the same way?
No, I'm a lot more quiet than he is. I mean, I will talk to people, but I prefer knowing them. Mm-hmm. I'm just the quieter one of us too. So
you just wait until Al gets to know them and then you get introduced and start talking to him.
Yeah, I'll start talking after a while, but yeah, it'll be a little bit. So.
All right. And then Patrick and Amber, you are a couple that's been married for the shortest amount of time, 10 years, nothing to sneeze about at all. And you're here local with me. You know, we're all good friends. So what has Disney meant to you guys as a married couple and as a family?
So I'll take this one, since Amber didn't get prepared for a question that she didn't know was coming. So, you know, for us, I think Disney is that one thing that, you know, as an entire family, we bond over. So I think, you know, since we've been taking the girls to Disney, it's brought us closer as a family. So Disney is for us is a magical place, but it's a place we're thankful for, because we can, it's something that we talk about, whether it's in the car, at dinner, at the dinner table, over game night, whatever it is, you know, it's constant memories. The girls still talk about their first trip, or something will bring a memory up, and something just they'll see something out and about at the mall or somewhere, and they're like, oh, you remember that time? And then they'll talk about something specific to the park. So, you know, for us, I think it's just something that has really created a relationship within our family that has really bonded us together even closer. So, I mean, for us, for me especially, I think it's just something that I can be thankful for that's in our lives.
It's like our happy place and our getaway from everything.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it is for us too. Now I have a different question. When you guys are driving around town and rocking out to the Disney Channel on Sirius Radio or listening to your playlist, who's the better singer?
Lydia.
Lydia's getting a good little voice on her. So we've been getting some Encanto concerts recently. That's been what's on our playlist the last week or two.
That's awesome.
Just don't talk about Bruno.
That's yeah. Right.
She reminds us of that very often.
Yeah, that's on my playlist as well. All right. So are you guys or are you ladies ready for the questions?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to go in the same order we've been going in. So it'll be Lindsay, Carrie, then Amber. All right. This one is an open-ended question. So just feel free to answer with whatever you choose. Lindsay, you've invited your favorite Disney character to have supper at your home. So who did you invite?
I would invite Mulan.
Mulan. Josh, who would Lindsay invite to dinner?
She would invite Mulan.
Good job.
For Asians.
Yep, that's true.
All right. Carrie.
Yes. I would invite Tigger because I love Tigger. He's my favorite.
All right. Al, who would Carrie invite to dinner?
She would definitely invite Tigger because he's the only one. That's the most wonderful thing about him.
Yes, that's right. And Amber, who did Patrick say that you would invite to dinner?
Maleficent.
Patrick? Who would she invite? I'm sorry?
I said Maleficent.
Maleficent. Now, I'm sorry, Amber, but did you not see what happened the last time she went to a dinner party?
Yes, but I love Maleficent. I don't know. I'm not, that's not really me. but it's something that I would like to be, maybe. I don't know.
She's all right. Nice in real life and doesn't talk back. Like, she's the girl, one person that she could or have the completely wrong meal sent to her in a restaurant, and she won't say one word, even if she hates it. So I think she really connects with the villains, because that's kind of an alter ego for her that she'd like to have.
What about the soda, Amber? What if you get the wrong soda?
I don't say anything.
She literally, she will not complain about one thing. Her food could come out charred and black and burned all over, and she would scrape her way through the meal before she would try to make somebody feel bad about it.
Wow. Sound like a good person.
Patrick, I would have to imagine that he would step in for her every once in a while.
Let's just say I'm the more extroverted one out of the two of us.
All right, question number two. This one is a romantic one, so make sure you guys have your wedding vows on for this one. All right, Lindsay, if you were to renew your wedding vows, which one of the following locations would you choose? Animal Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, or one of the resorts?
Probably Magic Kingdom, because that's where the castle is.
Josh, where would you guys renew your wedding vows?
I said Magic Kingdom at the hub. That's what I said.
All right. Good job, guys. All right. Carrie, if you were to renew your wedding vows, where would you do it?
It would be Magic Kingdom, because that's my favorite park.
And Al, where did you say Carrie would want to renew your wedding vows?
Absolutely, 100%, the Magic Kingdom.
All right, good job. And Amber, if you were to renew your wedding vows, where did Patrick say you would want to do it?
Magic Kingdom.
And Patrick?
I said in front of the castle at Magic Kingdom.
Since there's not a villain's park, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a great show. Why they should have a villain's park, guys.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, it's hard, because if I wanted to renew my vows, which is one of my it's one of my bucket lists, I want to do it at the Grand Floridian. So I had to really think hard about what she wanted versus what I would want.
That was good, Patrick. Well, you're not too far away.
That's true.
There you go. You can always renew it one place to have your reception at the other.
There you go. Great thinking, right?
Split the difference. I've been thinking long and hard, because my 25th wedding anniversary is coming up in a year and a half, and that's my goal, to do something at Disney World. So
you're not going to get one of those wedding cakes that they made for the castle, right?
I'd be okay with
that. Patrick has a license, right? He can remarry you or whatever.
That's the way to get some extra guests in the party, right?
Yes.
All right, Patrick, we'll start planning this as soon as we get off the phone.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, question number three. Lindsay, you have been picked to go up on stage as a volunteer at one of the shows in Magic Kingdom. So mm-hmm. Would you go up there with a smile on your face? Would you go up but feel uncomfortable? Or would you send Josh up instead?
I would go up with a smile on my face.
Josh, what would she do?
She would go up with a smile on her face.
All right. I can see that about you.
I would totally do it.
I'm the complete opposite, though.
All right. Carrie, if you were picked to be a volunteer to go on stage, would you go up with a smile on your face? Would you go up and feel uncomfortable, or would you send Al up instead?
I would definitely send Al up instead.
And Al, what would Carrie do?
She would send me up yesterday.
And I have a feeling that you would go up with bells on your feet, right?
Absolutely. That'd be like my Tinkerbell impersonation. I just like float on up there without a wire.
All right, Amber, what would you do?
I would definitely be sending Patrick up.
And Patrick, what would Amber do?
She would be sending me up in a heartbeat.
I can see that as well.
And I'll tell you what, I would be happy as a lark. I've always been wanting to be that guy at the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor, so I hope it comes.
Hey, you know what? The last time I went, I was the churro guy.
That's all.
A long time, but yeah, finally happened.
Yeah, I was the one that was going to buy everybody a churro, too.
Yeah, see that? It looks like it's going to be expensive.
My daughter was Boo one time.
Oh, Boo. That would be so cute. All right. Ladies, this one is a free-form answer. So you just answer with whatever you choose. Lindsay, what is your one must-do ride every time you go to Magic Kingdom?
All of them.
accept that answer.
All of them. I love that.
Yeah. All of them. I don't know how to pick. So I'll go with the family's must-do ride, I guess. Although I think my favorite is probably Peter Pan. I'll go Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Josh, what is her one must-see ride every time?
I don't know why she said Peter Pan. Jungle Cruise. She made us wait an hour and 20 minute ride line last time we were there, just about Jungle Cruise.
I do love the Jungle Cruise too.
That's a long wait for you, Josh.
It is. It was. That's how I remember it to the minute.
Yeah, and I hear about it all the time. It was in the sun.
Yeah, it was.
No shade in the queue line until you get to the building. Yeah, yeah. I heard it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to test this commitment, Lindsay.
I did it.
See how long I'm waiting on the line with you. All right, Carrie, what is your one must-do ride at Magic Kingdom?
That would be the People Mover. I love it.
People Mover. Al, what is Carrie's must-do ride?
Yes, the People Mover, 100%.
All right, great job. Now, it's a hard question, too, because, you know, I can think of my wife's favorite ride, but is it a must-do ride? You know, that's a different classification there. But you guys are doing great so far. All right, Amber, what did Patrick say your one must-do ride is?
I think the must-do ride that we all like to do as a family is Splash Mountain.
And Patrick, what is the answer?
I did say Splash Mountain.
All right, great job. Okay, now this is a fun question. How many Mickey ears and Mickey hats have you bought over the years? Less than 10, less than 20, or just call me the Mad Hatter?
That would be less than 10. I'm cheap.
Less than 10, Lindsay. So, Josh.
Less than 10, definitely.
All right. Great job. Carrie, how many Mickey ears and Mickey hats have you bought over the years?
Less than 10.
Less than 10. Al, is that correct?
That is correct. Certainly less than 10.
All right. Amber, how many Mickey ears and Mickey hats have you bought over the years? Less than 10, less than 20, or call you the Mad Hatter?
Call me the Mad Hatter.
Patrick, what is the right answer?
100% the Mad Hatter. So I'll tell you what. So everyone on this call, just so we're clear, when we go to Disney, we take one of the extra large or two extra large hard case suitcases, and one entire side we have to unzip, and it takes all of their ears or all of her ears. That's just hers. So half a suitcase of Amber's ears when we go to Disney.
Well, that's I never heard of that before. That's amazing.
You guys need to get an owner's locker and just keep it down there for your ears.
That's what we need to do. That's a good idea.
I'll tell you, that might be a show too. Different things that people bring to Disney World. My mother was a big tea drinker, and she used to always bring Tetley tea bags. But Amber, that's incredible. I mean, I never heard of anybody bringing that many ears to the park.
I like to have options, and then I have all the lounge flies also, the lounge fly bags also.
Wow. I mean, it reminds me of the old Disney radio thing. We're all ears, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is the last question for the ladies round. Out of the following, think way, way back to the pre-COVID days, if you can. Which Disney stage shows did you enjoy the most? Finding Nemo, The Festival of the Lion King, Beauty and the Beast live on stage or Fantasmic? Lindsay.
That would be Festival of the Lion King, which I'm still upset that they took the acrobatics out of right now. Just saying.
Josh.
100% Festival of the Lion King.
All right. Now, Carrie, which one of those stage shows did you enjoy the most? Finding Nemo, Festival of the Lion King, Beauty and the Beast live on stage, or Fantasmic?
Beauty and the Beast.
And Al, which was her favorite?
I would definitely say Beauty and the Beast because Carrie loves Beauty and the Beast.
Great job. And finally, Amber, which one of those stage shows did you enjoy the most?
Festival of the Lion King.
Patrick?
I said Festival of the Lion King, and I agree with Lindsay with the acrobatic part. That needs to go back in.
Yes, great job. I'm so happy that it's back. You know, we went and saw it in October, but, you know, I have to agree with the two birds that fly through the air. That part being taken out right now is just so sad.
It is. It's such a good show, though.
Yes, it is. All right. So after round two, Sheila, can we get an update on the score, please?
Okay. For that round two, we have Josh and Lindsay coming in at 50 points. We have Carrie and Al at 60 points. And Amber and Patrick also at 60 points. And before you do the bonus round, Rick, I think it's time for another quick break before we start that bonus round, where our couples can earn actually 15 points for a correct answer. So quick break, and we'll be back.
Hey, it's Haley. Do you have a show idea that you would like to see us do, or maybe you want to be a guest on the show? If so, just send an email to Sheila@monorailtales.com.
All right, and we're back. And we have one question left. It's the bonus question. And to get the 15 points, both members of the couple have to answer the question the same. And since it's 15 points, it's actually anybody's game. So, Josh and Lindsay, I'll ask the question, and then we'll see what your answers were. Which Disney couple would you say both of you are the most like? Mickey and Minnie, Donald and Daisy, Beauty and the Beast, or Lady and the Tramp? Lindsay, we'll start with you.
I said Beauty and the Beast.
And Josh, who did you say?
I said Minnie and Mickey.
Uh-oh.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Wah, wah, wah. All right, Lindsay, can you tell me why that you said you and Josh are like Beauty and the Beast? I mean, we've seen pictures, so besides the obvious part.
He jokes around all the time with his friends and people that he, quote-unquote, outkicked his coverage. So I was just going with what I thought he would say. I was between that and Donald and Daisy, truthfully. So
yeah. Well, I don't disagree with her. I did outkick my coverage, but I didn't necessarily want to tell the whole world that. But that's, I get it. I understand. It's a tough question.
All right, Josh. So why did you say you guys were like Mickey and Minnie?
Well, because we're like a classic couple. We're just two old-fashioned people that love each other very much and love Disney World. That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yep.
I might need an insulin shot to get through that one. All right. Same question for Carrie and Al. Which Disney couple would you say both of you are the most like? Mickey and Minnie, Donald and Daisy, Beauty and the Beast, or Lady and the Tramp?
I said Mickey and Minnie.
And Al, who did you say?
I said Beauty and the Beast, thinking she's going to go with the favorite theme there, Beauty and the Beast.
All right. Carrie, why did you say Mickey and Minnie?
Well, he used to work for Mickey, as you know, at the Magic Kingdom. Uh-huh. And I used to see Mickey Mouse, so I just thought of Mickey Mouse.
Okay. All right, finally, Amber and Patrick, which Disney couple would you say you are the most like? Amber.
I said Beauty and the Beast.
All right, and Patrick, who did you say?
I said Donald and Daisy.
Why would you say that?
Don't fight.
Yes, Patrick, let's get. She asked why, so go ahead and let us know.
So, one, Donald is one of my favorite characters, but I also kind of have a real quick temper at certain times like Donald, and I get mad over little things sometimes, and she's got to calm me down. So that's why I went with that one.
Which is why I said Beast, and I'm.
All right, so nobody got the bonus question. Nobody got the bonus points. So, Sheila, do you want to let us know how the score ended up?
So, for the final score for both rounds would be couple number one, Josh and Lindsay with 90 points.
Wah, wah.
Couple number two, Al and Kerry with 110 points. Oh, no sound effects. Okay.
Sorry, I did the first one for us. Sorry.
And couple number three, Rick, Patrick and Amber with 120 points.
Yay.
And I do believe that Amber and Patrick got all of theirs right.
Except the last one.
Oh, except the bonus, yes. Yeah.
He was not thinking properly.
Oh, so it was his fault?
Yeah.
I think it was my fault.
I don't know, Amber. You got to sound a little bit more like Donald and Daisy.
No.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate that.
Daisy's too outgoing for me.
There is that. All right, Sheila, would you like to let our winners know what the prize is?
No, I wouldn't. I haven't got it written down. I thought you were doing that part.
Okay, well, I have it. I was just trying to give you a chance. So, Patrick and Amber.
No, you're just trying to embarrass me.
Patrick and Amber, you are the proud winners of two Monorail Tail refrigerator magnets. And that a lifetime subscription to the Monorail Tales podcast.
Yay! Congratulations.
Congratulations
all year.
And funnily enough, that's what the Constellation Prize is too. So Al and Carrie and Josh and Lindsay, you get the same thing.
Oh, that sounds nice.
But at least we're not going away empty-handed.
We appreciate that. It's better than a thing of Rice-A-Roni, right?
True.
The San Francisco treat. What was that price?
You can eat Rice-A-Roni, you can't eat a fridge magnet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can we get a trip to San Francisco?
Yeah. All right. So I would love to thank all of you on behalf of Sheila and me and the whole Monorail Tales podcast for joining us tonight for this game show. It was lots of fun. I hope you guys had as much fun as I did.
It was fantastic. Yeah. We loved
it. It was fun.
Definitely a blast.
The last words of the show has to go to my beautiful 12-year-old granddaughter, Miss Haley Coates, all the way from Stony Creek, Ontario, Canada. Take it away, Haley.
Haley here, and we want to say thanks for listening to the show. We now invite you to come and join us at the Monorail Tales Facebook group where the fun continues. We would love to see you there.
Stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. It's been fun, but now I've got to go. Life
and thank you.